Governor Kristi Noem supports legislation protecting the identity of nonprofit donors. The House passed the bill and the Senate votes soon. Noem says people who contribute to charities deserve privacy. But a watchdog group says the proposal could hide people's political contributions at a time when other states are pushing for transparency. SDPB's Seth Tupper explains.
Governor Noem sent her lawyer, Mark Miller, to explain the legislation to lawmakers.
What is this bill about? It's really about the American way of life.
Miller says privacy is a fundamentally democratic principle. Thomas Paine anonymously inspired American revolutionaries with his pamphlet called Common Sense. Several founding fathers wrote the Federalist Papers under the pen name Publius.
They wanted their privacy, and even then, at the nation's founding, they were entitled to it.
Now Miller says that founding ideal is under attack. When people contribute to a nonprofit, including those with a political agenda, their identity can be exposed. Activists share documents and information about donors they disagree with, and that can result in harassment. Miller says House Bill 1079 guards against that. The bill prohibits state officials from ordering nonprofits and charitable trusts to disclose anything more than state and federal laws require.
It's also meant to return us to the traditional role of anonymity in support for certain causes that one believes in.
Miller started working for the governor in October. Prior to that, he worked in Florida for a foundation trying to keep nonprofit donor information private. A related bill endorsed by the Noem administration says anybody who supports a nonprofit has a right to privacy. Republicans in other states are proposing and passing similar bills. Austin Graham is tracking them. He's a lawyer for the nonprofit Nonpartisan Campaign Legal Center in Washington, D.C.
They've got the messaging points down. They like to point back to like the Publius Papers by, I guess it was really Alexander Hamilton and some of the other founding fathers, how those were all published anonymously. And they like to pretend there's this grand constitutional tradition of total anonymity in political speech.
Graham says the efforts have another purpose.
Help ensure that dark money stays dark.
Dark money is a term for untraceable political contributions. These private donations have pumped $1 billion into election spending nationwide in the past decade. It can work like this. People give money to a nonprofit that keeps its donor list private. The nonprofit gives the money to a type of political action committee called a super PAC. The super PAC spends the money on political advertising to support or oppose candidates and ballot issues. And no one can trace who donated the money. The process also skirts campaign finance laws. Right now, the most a person can contribute to a federal candidate is supposed to be $2,900. But donors can give nonprofits as much as they want. And there are no limits on how much super PACs can collect and spend, as long as they're not coordinating with a candidate. Graham of the Campaign Legal Center says Governor Noem's bill could help shield dark money donors. He says that cheats voters out of vital information.
When I have more information about who's funding groups supporting particular candidates, it helps kind of inform my views and opinions on that candidate. What interests they're likely to cater to if they actually do get elected or are, you know, in office already.
There are a handful of lawmakers who oppose Noem's bill. Democratic State Representative Ryan Schwach of Yankton is one of them.
We expect accountability and we expect transparency from our government. And so the idea that we want to try and keep how people are influencing our government anonymous goes against the whole bedrock of our society.
SDPB asked Governor Noem's spokesman, Ian Fury, for the administration's response to the criticisms. He sent an email reiterating the very same points Noem's general counsel, Mark Miller, made during testimony to lawmakers. Regarding the dark money concerns, Fury pointed to an existing state law. It requires entities making independent political communications to list their top five donors. But that law did not require disclosure of the sources of $95,000 in dark money that Noem benefited from in the 2018 governor's race. Public records show an anonymous donor or donors gave the money to a nonprofit. The nonprofit gave the money to a super PAC, and the super PAC spent the money on ads during the last week of the campaign. The ads criticized Noam's Democratic opponent, Billy Sutton. A number of people with personal connections to Governor Noam recently formed a 501c4 nonprofit called Fight for Our Future. That 501c4 designation is for tax purposes and is often used for dark money groups. Venture capitalist and former Lieutenant Governor Steve Kirby is the current chairman of Noam's official fundraising committee. He incorporated Fight for Our Future in 2019 and was an original board member. Two other people on the original board also have ties to Noam. One has been a business partner of Noam's husband. The other worked for Noam when she was in Congress. Noam spokesman Ian Fury says in an email, quote, "Governor Noam is not involved in the nonprofit that you named, and as such, I can't speak to its purpose." South Dakota is among a number of states considering laws to shield nonprofit donor information. Lawmakers in some other states are considering and passing laws that require disclosure of top nonprofit donors. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.